last week, and the Eastern Illinois Food Bank hosted a food mobile distribution at Normal Community West High School. GLT student reporter Bailey Steelman has more.
Peanut butter, did you get your peanut butter already?
Yeah.
Okay, how about jelly? How about some rice casserole?
Rice casserole?
Good morning. You want rice casserole? This is really easy to do. You just go ahead and boil up some water with this.
It's Saturday, and hundreds of people with carts, bags, and boxes form an organized line in the lobby of Normal West. Several large tables stacked with various foods created a C shape in the distribution room. Mary is collecting Social Security disability and looks after her grandkids when their parents are out of town.
Because when you live on disability, you don't get a lot. And when you live alone, of course, you're doing your own bills and stuff. So this is how I survive. This little old Nana loves her food banks.
We need folks to help carry them boxes around and help them back out.
The folks in line are there for various reasons. John is a recently retired sheet metal manufacturer.
I come every time they have it, I come trying to get ready for Christmas.
Sherry was let go from her job at KFC after 29 years.
You only can draw unemployment for 6 months and then they want to start you out at age 25 when you're making a lot more money.
Foods range from canned goods, fruits, vegetables, desserts, bread, and other cooking supplies.
Yeah, you can use them for pot pies and all that.
Yes, you have to be creative.
Yeah.
14% of people in Eastern Illinois are considered food insecure, according to data from Feeding America, the nation's largest network of food banks. The rate is higher for children at 20%. Eastern Illinois Food Bank Partnership Coordinator Jared Rogers says people facing food insecurity are not sure where their next meal is coming from.
That's someone that is the working poor. That's going to be individuals who combined income is $2,000 a month and they need $2,400. That's food insecurity. So there's an income there. It is not enough to cover all the meals they need.
Loretta works in daycare. She says her bills have gone up and she was forced to get rid of her cable and internet to save $86 per month. She wasn't always in a struggling financial situation.
I'm just thankful that they have places like this, that, you know, people like me that, you know, never thought I'd be in this situation, but, you know, it's just hard, you know, it's just been tough, that's all.
The food bank plans 60 to 70 food distributions every year. They help people like Linda and Julie get through the holiday season.
They had a food drive here around Thanksgiving, which helped us too, and it really helps during the winter months and stuff.
We're a little bit low on food, and I wanted to give my family a good Christmas dinner. So I come here and get what I can, and I whip something up.
Dana Brown is Unit 5's communication director and coordinated the distribution. She says kids need good food to eat at home to be successful students.
This is a really good partnership for Unit 5 because we want to make sure that our students have no barriers to them coming to school and to performing in the classroom.
200 families receive food that will help them have a happier holiday. I'm Bailey Steelman.
You've got a lot of help here. It looks like you've already done a lot of caring.
The Eastern Illinois Food Bank serves 18 counties in Eastern Illinois, including McLean, Champaign, DeWitt, Livingston, and Woodford. The organization's website data shows the food bank provided 8.9 million meals in fiscal year 2016. The food bank's based in Urbana. The Center for Hope Food Pantry Network distributes food Tuesday mornings at 1308 East Empire in Bloomington or the Temba Pantry on Old Colonial Road in Bloomington on Thursday afternoons.